Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
My next guest is she's a balanced life person. She's an entrepreneur. She's a co-host on the new daytime syndicated talk show, Face the Truth, which is from the Dr. Phil's production company. Everybody knows Dr. Phil. It's a conflict resolution show with a panel of experts that help people sort through their problems. Okay, I guess I may be on that show one day, you know. But Face the Truth is unscripted, impromptu, helping real people with real issues, premiered Monday, September 10th on CBS. She's a partner in the law firm of Martin & Martin with her husband in Los Angeles, a legal analyst on CNN, that's where I discovered her, and the author of the popular motivational book, Make It Rain. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Areva Martin.
Hello. I love it. I love it. I love great introductions. I love giving them and I love receiving them.
Well, first of all, you deserve it, you know, because of the fact you're a Harvard Law School attendee, a graduate, and all that good stuff. You know, tell me about, okay, where did it all start for you? Okay, because you're on the West Coast.
In St. Louis.
That's what I'm saying. Born in St. Louis. That's Midwest, girl. That's Midwest.
Midwest.
Okay.
To the bone.
To the bone.
The arch.
You know, one of my favorite hotels is in St. Louis, the Four Seasons. I love that hotel. You can look out and see the arch. That's one of my favorite hotels in St. Louis. And but now, you know, I always like to go back to people when they get started with these thoughts, because I'm African American. I grew up in inner city, and all I had was dreams. What inspired you to be to St. Louis is cool, but I want to do better.
Two women, my grandmother and my godmother. Grandmother was a paraplegic. Godmother was a maid and a janitor. Two women with very limited education, very, very limited money, but heart. You know, they had a lot of heart. They had a lot of love. They raised me and my brothers, and they taught me some values that, you know, serve you well, whether you're in New York, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Paris, it doesn't matter. Some of those values that were instilled in me at a young age have stuck with me and have been really the motivating force behind everything that I've accomplished in my life professionally.
And you share this in public speaking, correct?
I talk about it all the time because I like you, Rashawn, I think it's important that people know where you come from.
Right.
Because oftentimes with entertainers and athletes and successful people, we just see the shiny, glossy them.
Right.
You know, we see the Instagram pictures where everything is perfect, hair, makeup, you know, they got the whip, they got everything going for them. But we don't get to see the hard work, you know, the obstacles, the challenges that got them where they are. So I always like to remind people, you know, don't look at me where I am now. Learn a little about where I started from, because that's what I think will motivate someone who feels like they can't get from point A to point B because it seems so far off. It seems so overwhelming. But when you know that people you admire and look up to started off, most of us, many of us, you know, no silver spoons, no, you know, legacy admission to Harvard, you know, no recommendation letters from my uncle that had been there, you know, two generations before me. So I think people need to know that. So I'm proud of it. You know, and I'll tell you this story. I did a book signing in St. Louis with Macon Rain, and I grew up in a housing project called the Carr Square Village. It was a woman that came up to me after that book signing. She said, Areva, I have been so embarrassed to ever tell anyone I grew up in the Carr Square. But tonight, when I heard you on that stage in front of this predominantly white audience at a college in the suburbs of St. Louis, she says, when I heard you talk so proudly about growing up there, she says, I'll never, ever deny where I came from, and I will talk openly about that. And this woman is a successful nurse. She's in the medical profession.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she and her sister basically denied where they grew up. But hearing me talk about it so proudly gave her, in some ways, permission to, you know, share her background. So that's what I hope I do by sharing my story, is give other people permission to talk about whatever it is that they had to overcome to get where they are today.
We know the interesting thing about sharing, you know, because I was managing Steve all those years of just hearing him just lay his story out to the general public. And that was difficult. You know, not everybody knows. Social media, you can't hide anything, so you might as well share.
You might wish it, you know
how much money you make. They're going to Google your house. You know,
they get down on the actual, to go into your backyard.
Right. They don't know everything about your social security number. If you're careful, they'll know that too. So well, you know, because we all are. This is what I take away from your personality. Okay. Very well, very well educated, very well spoken. But there's an edge in your personality where you really do understand where you came from. And you're not afraid to admit that. That's how I am. I'm from Fifth Ward, Texas. You know, 2-bedroom shotgun house, 6 sisters, 2 brothers. My father was a truck driver, had a third grade education. My mom graduated from high school. That was my resume. And I will tell people that. And not just to let everybody know that I'm not special. That's first of all, I want to just lay that out.
Yes.
There. I'm not special.
Yes.
Because I've been in environments where people look at me like I'm unique. And they look at me like, oh, you're different from them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And those are stereotypes. But I understand that you truly have a clean understanding that there's a success lane and there's an everyday lane. And you balance both of them because.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. We're not. I definitely don't feel special. What I tell people is I just go to work. The joke in my house is mom and my husband, they say, I think the answer to every problem is another job. So,
right.
Whenever there's a crisis in the family, and my first question is, do they have a job? Do they have a second job? And so that's kind of the running joke. They're like, Mom, the answer to everything is not a job. I said, well, it'll solve a lot of problems, trust me.
And it's called multiple streams of income. And it also
yes.
allows you to understand that you're not linked to somebody else's success or failure if you're deciding all your overall income by several platforms. And that's what you're doing right
yes.
now. Because I want to slide over to, we're going to talk about, because I got 2 breaks with you. We're going to talk about the TV show. But you have so much. When I get a guest like you on the show, your journey in entrepreneurship, your journey in education, your background enables me to say, I want them to hear a full scope. Make It Rain, the very popular book that came out in March that you wrote, and it tells people how to take advantage of the media to build your brand. That's what Money Making Conversations is about. I had to get you on this show. So talk about that book. Talk about that book.
Well, I'm excited about Make It Rain. You're right. It was published by Hachette Book Group in March. It's a national bestseller. It hit the top of a ton of bestsellers list when it came out. It's been doing really, really well. I've traveled the country from March till about literally just September doing book events with hundreds, sometimes thousands of people. I did Urban League. I was at a conference of public administrators. I've been at a ton of women empowerment conferences, including a wonderful conference in Maui. I've been to Chicago, St. Louis, New York, Boston.
Are you bragging a little bit there, young?
No, I'm talking about how amazing it is. This is my third book. And my second book, I sat in bookstores, Rashawn, with like two people.
Right, begging people.
Praying, like, you know, trying to play it off like I really wasn't there doing a book signing when nobody showed up. And I'm so blessed. And I tell this story because I tell people, you know, I was told on my second book that I would never get a third book deal.
Right.
Because my second book, although a wonderful book, it wasn't positioned right. It wasn't marketed properly.
Right.
And it didn't sell well.
Right.
And so this book, I had a totally different approach to how I was going to get out and reach people. And one of my ways was, you know, going to where people are, not sitting in a bookstore hoping somebody would show up. But I actually went to conferences where there were already going to be hundreds and hundreds of people so that I could make sure I connected with folks. Mm-hmm. But this book has been a labor of love for me, talking about how I use the media to grow my own practice, my own legal practice, how I've used the media to go from being an unpaid guest expert to someone who now has multiple contracts with networks in the media, and just how you can, you know, find your brand and amplify your voice.
And your talk show. Don't forget the talk show now, you know.
And my talk show, absolutely.
You know, when you have so much to talk about, you need a hype man like Rashawn McDonald to remind you of your success. I'm a hype man. This is your show. Money Making Conversation is your hype man show. Now, the title of the book. Now, that I love that title. Okay, were there any discussions? Were there any discussions about that title? Because it really is about the title. Steve's book was Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. We sold 3 million copies. Much debate on that title when we was putting it together. So I know a title can do a lot for a book. It also can explain the direction of a book. And I thought it just fit with this book so well. So tell us how you came up with that title and associated with this book.
Well, I'll tell you that I got a lot of pushback. And,
you know,
sometimes publishers get a little, you know, get a little antsy, a little hesitant, because Make It Rain, if you Google it, you may get some strip club images. You might get people throwing money up in the air. But I was okay with that. I was like, great. That just means the title's already out in the universe and people already readily identify with it. I wasn't afraid of it because I knew when you looked at my picture, you were going to see I wasn't a stripper. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. But I love you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That independent nature of yours. You know, you can keep it regular and you can keep it successful, but you're so confident in yourself. You're very confident in yourself. You know, and that means that I'm going to slide a little bit. We're going to come back. But that means that your husband has to be strong, has to have a strong personality, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, he does.
Martin and Martin Law Firm, you know what I'm saying? Got to be Martin and Martin, you know, together to 50-50, understanding that you can go out and do your thing and you can be successful and you still understand the values of partnership, both in marriage, both in motherhood, both in parenting, and both in responsibility. That's an important role in leading that balanced life that I really, when I was doing my additional work on your name, on your brand, pops out.
Yeah, no, I have 3 kids, I'm proud to say, and one of my children, my youngest son, Marty, actually has special needs. Mm-hmm. He has autism. Mm-hmm. So my second book was really about my journey as a mom of a child with autism. Mm-hmm. So I took that, which was very, very, very painful and hurtful for our family when we got his diagnosis. But, you know, I took that and turned it into something where I now run a nonprofit special needs network. As devastated as I was by my son's diagnosis, God didn't want me to stay in that place of kind of self-pity and depression. And he helped move me from that place of anguish to a place of advocacy where, you know, now I help other parents and families.
Keep them winning. So what we're going to do, we're going to come right back. This next break will be strictly about the talk show because I wanted to understand who she was. We'll be back with more Money Making Conversations. Hi, my guest on the phone is the co-host on the new daytime syndicated talk show, Face the Truth, which is from Dr. Phil's production company, is a conflict resolution show with a panel of experts that help people sort out their personal problems, their problems in life. Face the Truth is unscripted, impromptu, helping real people with real issues, premiered Monday, September 10th on CBS. Now I have her on the phone. Please welcome back to the show, Areva Martin. Areva, okay, you got it. You've done 3 books, Mother of 3, law firm Martin & Martin. I discovered you personally. I'm going to claim you on CNN. That's what I'm going to claim her. That's what I'm going to say. I claim her. You know what I'm saying? Claim her on CNN, it. You know, when she was just a Reva Martin. Now she a Reva. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you know, she expanded. She's going to be A after a while. When you get big, everybody, hey, A, A. No. A. I'm not saying hey. I'm saying A. A.
A.
A. A. What's up, girl? Hey. So tell us about this show and your co-host and all that stuff. And how did it get started? And why did you do it?
Well, I started my entree into TV. I was a trial lawyer for many years, but I started in TV on daytime with Dr. Phil. I started as a commentator, a legal commentator, an expert, a children's rights expert on Dr. Phil. And then I left for several years and got heavily into cable TV, into the more hard-hitting news that happens on cable at night, and started doing, you know, everything from police shootings to politics to race. And I love that stuff. You know, I love being a part of these big national conversations that are happening, you know, the Me Too movement, now the, you know, the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I love having to bring my perspective as an African-American woman, as a woman from an underserved community, you know, as a woman that has just lived through some stuff. I think that's a perspective that needs to be a part of those big conversations. But I fell in love with TV in daytime, watching Dr. Phil help real people with real problems transform their lives. So when I had an opportunity to be a co-host on Face the Truth, I jumped at it because that's where my heart is, helping everyday people. And we get people in conflict, husbands and wives, mother and daughters, best friends, you know, people who are trying to put the pieces back, maybe after a substance abuse issue, maybe after the death of a child or death of a loved one, maybe after some kind of financial scam has happened to them, and they're just looking for answers. And what I love about the show is you get five strong voices that give their perspective, but everybody goes home. It's not Ellen where we're giving the audience, you know, cars and big gifts like, you know, the Oprah show used to do. But we give the people in crisis, we give them help. So it could be a 30-day, you know, rehab program that would be otherwise unaffordable to someone who's going through substance abuse. 6 months of family therapy and counseling, you know, job coaching, financial planning coaching. We've given spa trips. We've given vacations. So just resources, you know, we don't just send people away like, you know, go do what we tell you to do. But we say, here, do what we tell you to do. And here's some professional help to help you do what we tell you to do. So I like that. It keeps me grounded, keeps me, again, working with, you know, real people. And fortunately, I get to do that and still be a part of CNN and, you know, be a part of these big, you know, conversations that are happening that, you know, are really shaping our nation. So I'd like to say I have the best of both worlds. In that I get to help real people, but I also get to help shape the conversation and narrative around things that impact real people.
Well, that's important because, you know, Steve or whatever launched this talk show in Chicago, Steve Harvey being, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do was, I love the fact that you bring resolution because you bring people on and you can't solve their problems in 42 minutes.
TV.
And you can't solve it in a 1 8-minute segment. And so I love that. That's what I like about the show. At least there is, let me just say this, at least there is an attempt to be able to fix a problem to bring them on the show and it's not being exploited. Because we know television is entertainment. And at least there are mechanisms in place on this show that say, you come over here, we got people over here and we're making a sincere effort that when you walk away, we're not here, this is not about, you know, because a lot of shows will make that, you know, that, like they say, a shotgun, you know, guests, you know, they come over one thing, they stun them with this just to exploit them. That's what the show did. Did you have an impact, input on how this show, the format of the show?
Not so much an impact on the format, but we definitely get to weigh in as a host in terms of the help that we give to guests. So if we see a story and we think that guests need a particular, you know, kind of help, we can weigh in and make sure they get that help. And you're right, a lot of shows bring people on to exploit their stories. But be clear, a lot of people come on TV because they just want that opportunity to fly to L.A., stay in a hotel, you know, and now with social media to take some pictures and say they were on TV, you know, but like I said, for us, this show, we have a whole aftercare department. So when you leave that stage, you meet immediately with an aftercare professional who's a, you know, a licensed professional, and they are hooking you up with these services. So you do get, if you want to get out of your situation, whether it's a weight loss, like we just had a guy on had a, you know, a horrible, you know, morbidly obese, you know, we hooked them up with a gym membership. We hooked them up with some counseling to help them, you know, dig a little deeper about what was, you know, causing the weight. We even got him like $1,000 worth of healthy meals delivered to his home. So, I mean, you walk away with the beginning of what you will need to change your life.
Let's talk about the co-host on your show. How did they come about? Well, Vivica, that's my friend. Now I want to let you know.
Are you guys
just still taping the show now?
We're on break this week, but we tape usually 3 weeks out of every month. We tape Tuesdays
good.
And Thursdays.
Vivica, when you see Vivica
fantastic.
Fox, tell her you did Rashawn McDonald's show.
Okay, that is a friend.
Okay, so know that you know you can in my circle now, Ariva.
Yeah, Vivica's great. She has. We honored her, the nonprofit that I run. We gave her an Icon Award in May because of the great work she's done over so many decades. But she's fantastic. And then we have a doctor. Her name is Dr. Judy Ho. She's a licensed clinical psychologist.
Right.
So, you know, we have people that really know what they're talking about. We have a former retired judge. She was on the bench in Michigan.
Scary Mary.
Scary Mary. And then we have a life coach. Her name is Rosie Mercado. And she's a woman who's had her own journey with weight loss. She was over 400 pounds and she lost.
Wow.
Over 100,
I didn't know that.
50 pounds or so.
Mm-hmm.
So you get all of these different, you know, people coming from, you know, their different perspectives coming together to give this advice. So I think that's what makes the show unique. Everybody has their own different journey, their different angle, the way they see the problems that the guests have. And, you know, the way we think we can provide
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Ariva, because like I said, I became a fan of your talents on CNN, and that's a different tone. You know what I'm saying? That's a different layer. And so I'm just trying to find out, because it's about using the media to build your brand. And you're layered in so many different angles on television and in the media and perception. What brand do you want to ever? What makes you? Like, let me just use an example. Steve Harvey, he was known for being a comedian. And then he became an author, a personality, a radio personality. And I was able to shape that as an entertainer. Okay, entertainer. You have a law firm, you're a mom. I said this earlier, you're a mom, you're a legal analyst on television. Okay, now you have this show and it's conflict driven, and then you're sharing the emotions and the format with other talented people. How do you shape your brand out of that to pop out? How do you make that work for you?
That's a really good question. So at the heart of, like you said, Steve, at the heart is a comedian. At the heart of me, I'm an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, my legal training, you know, helps me, you know, discern what your legal issues may be. But at the heart of it, I'm an advocate for underserved people.
Okay.
So I'm always looking for that angle. I'm always looking for, you know, how can I help someone go to that next level?
Right.
How do I? So on the show, you know, I'm kind of the cheerleader person. So after I beat you up, I'm going to be the person who's going to build you back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you some tough love, but I'm also going to be that person cheering and rooting for you. And that's what I do, you know, whether I'm doing hard-hitting news,
I'm going to just tell you, I'm a marketing and branding guy. You're an advocate for the unserved. You're a champion for the underdog.
Yeah.
That's you. If you please tell them to put that, because that is so you. And when you said that, I just lit up. Because, first of all, when you say it, I believe it. You have results of it. And you have a career that says, I tell the truth. So when you say you're an advocate, because I saw that nowhere in your paperwork, and I want you to say that that is something I want you to continually say. I wanted you to build on that. I want that to be part of your legacy, because that is part of a brand that you can take to the next level with your career. And I'm not saying you need Rashawn McDonald's help, but believe me, when Rashawn McDonald gives advice, a lot of people do listen.
And Rashawn McDonald, you know, is the man. I'm writing that down as we
stop. I'm just telling you,
some fans are going to say that that's not in my paperwork, because I say that constantly. If you read my book, if you read anything that I've written,
yes.
So you know, we're going to make sure.
That's what I'm just trying to say. I want to call you family. I want to call you a person that I've always been a fan of, and that having money making conversations has allowed me to meet so many people that I've been cheering on the outside. It's amazing. My wife, she'll look at me. I said, she's good. She's talented. She said, Rashawn, won't you stop? I said, well, she did this. She can be there. But I was just telling you, you're already there. And that's just a note in trying to understand your brand and saying that you're an advocate. An advocate. That's such a powerful word for your brand. And please use it all the time. Okay, Ariva?
I will. Thank you. Absolutely. I receive that. One thing about me, I tell people all the time, you know show business. Show business people is a big echo chamber.
Right.
They just tell you over and over again how wonderful, how great, how. And I said, you know what? I come to show business from the legal business. In the legal business, ain't nobody complimenting you. They constantly telling you what you did wrong. So
my friend,
I'm accustomed to being told what I've been.
You're doing a lot right.
So I'm a learner.
You're doing a lot right. She's the host of Face the Truth. It's on CBS. Areva Martin, thank you. You have my support. Send me some banners so I can put it up on social media. Money Making Conversation. I always win. You keep winning too.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.